Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the Yvonne Latrell's podcast. I am the host, Yvonne Latrell. Here with me, as always, is my wonderful, awesome co-host, Essie, for our Thoughtful Tuesday show. Hello, Essie. How are you?
What's up, Yvonne? How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
I'm trying to do something. That's why I'm sound like I'm preoccupied. I dropped my damn Clippers.
Okay. I was really hoping that he would talk because I was trying to drink some coffee. Hold on, guys.
Nope. I'm going to leave your ass on dry. Let you figure it out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Damn it. So, yeah, I'm up here sipping some coffee. Oh, and well, since he's doing whatever it is that he's doing, guys and dolls, you know I always talk about my cooking. So I made some hibachi rice.
It was so good. I'm trying to get a man this year, y'all.
No, I don't have to try to get one.
Yeah, you trying to get a man this year. You doing all this cooking. I guess you realize men ain't going to be eating out all the time.
No, I'm cooking for me and my whatever. I actually never had a complaint about me not cooking. Like if there was a complaint, nobody complained in my face. So let me just say that.
Probably because they're tasting your food.
We're not going
like,
to even.
I'll take my chances at the store.
Not going to even. You know what? So like I said, guys and dolls, you all can actually go on to my TikTok, my Facebook or Instagram, and you can check out the hibachi rice that I made the other day. It was so good. Hibachi, yeah. So it's not
said,
even that hard. It's not even that hard to make. Actually, I'm really enjoying this cooking. I'm really enjoying being in the kitchen. It's just a lot of fun. So, yeah, so I did that. And I also made some bully beef. Remember I was saying that I was going to make that, and I made some bully beef and rice and some plantains, fried plantains, and then I cut up some avocado and I took some to my sisters for her and her husband, and they really liked it. Her husband is Jamaican, so he really did approve of it. So yeah. And yeah, so that's it.
Call them up on three-way.
Whatever.
Call them up on three-way. I'm going to ask them how food was. You keep saying the food was good. I want to see.
Well, you know what? I will have my family on here one day. How about that? I will invite.
That'll work.
I'm trying to see who. Huh?
I said that'll work.
Yeah, I'm trying to see who should I invite. I could invite my sisters. And, I don't mind if she put her husband on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, because one of my sisters,
talk about we lost him.
I'm not going to.
We lost the connection.
No, one of my sisters was like, who do you think you are? Like, because she, you know, with all of the cooking that I've been doing. So they really like it. And oh my gosh. And everybody in my family was saying that I have changed so much. So I'm happy for that. Not that I was a bad person, of course, but you know, I'm cooking and then I'm really spending a lot of time with them and they're so happy. So yeah. So they're happy that I've been coming around, blessing them with my presence. So, yeah, I'm a gift.
You think so?
I know so. I am a gift.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't like how he said that. Oh, okay.
Like one of them, gifts on a holiday that you return back to the store.
No, I'm a gift that you should appreciate. that's what I am. I'm a gift that you should appreciate, because once I'm gone, that's it. You fuck the skip up, hey, that's your damn business.
Hmm. I don't know. You gotta find out the next victim. I mean, our next boyfriend.
I am dating. You know, I did say that in my last show, which you was not there, because I did inform everyone that you were super busy. You got this going on, you got that going on, and you're working on getting that location, that other location in Atlanta, where I will definitely be meeting up with you a lot. So I did explain to, you know, the listeners that you have so much stuff going on. And I did tell them that I was dating, and like no one in particular. Dating means, and I did have to break that down to everyone, because there are some people that don't know what dating is. Dating is just, it's just that. It does not mean sex, because I haven't had sex yet. But not that that's anyone's business. But, you know, dating is just dating. Movie here, out to eat there, you know, that's it. Nothing, no expectations. Just having fun, a little conversation, and a little fun. That's it. So, yeah, that's it.
You a boring person to date.
You know what? Whatever. I'm a fun person to date.
Nah, you got boring.
You're boring by yourself.
I'm just playing with you.
You didn't offend me, because I already know. I'm very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Very particular. And... And, you know, I just like to keep a tight circle. I don't like to engage with many people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, take these notes. Take these notes.
I be in my own lane. I be in my own lane. Yeah. So, I can only date someone. Basically, they have to be pretty much like me when it comes to communicating, dealing with people. Like I can't date anybody who's so stupid, who just talk to any and everybody and just believe anything. And oh my gosh, just no. I can't date a fool. But yeah, so you know, that's it. But whatever. So what about you, Essie? What about your blueprint? Don't put me on the spot.
Oh, you know, I don't care. Oh, I'm going to tell you like this.
Mm-hmm.
Blueprint, yeah. Don't fall in love with me. That's your blueprint.
Uh-huh.
You don't fall in love. Because I'm not.
I'm in love with you. Oh, my gosh, I'm in love with you. How could you say that after what happened with us last night? What the fuck? I'm so in love with you. Why the fuck would you say that? Why the fuck would you say that? You put your dick inside of me. Why the fuck would you say that? Why the fuck would you say that?
You wasn't supposed to tell everybody that. That's supposed to be our little secret.
No, it's not a secret. Everybody knows it now. You know what? We're going to have to talk about this. You know what? The show is over. Me and Essie is
you the one that blew it up. You started saying we've been dating.
In other news, ladies and gentlemen. In other news. Oh my gosh, I can't see. Where are my glasses?
Yo, so listen, that's crazy that you said that, right? Because you know I wear glasses too. Do you realize that some of the time you take your glasses off and you don't realize you don't have them on because it's like your eyes are so bad that they adjusted to being so bad until you really got to do something.
Right. That's why I have
to. And you realize how bad your vision is.
I have so many glasses. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's why. But yeah, that's why. Because it's like I have broken so many glasses and lost so many glasses, and it's like I have to see, so I just have glasses all around. But yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from with that. But yeah, so what do you think about the Planet Fitness situation?
Oh boy. Okay, so to my understanding, for those that don't know, to my understanding, what happened was, it was a young lady that was in the bathroom, and an older woman came into the bathroom and seen her standing at the stall, or she was standing there and she was in shock. And the lady came out, and then she realized that there was a man in the bathroom with them. And they walked, and the guy was like, oh, he identifies as a woman. So that's why he wanted to stay in the bathroom, you know. So the lady went out and told the people at the front desk, and the front desk apparently kicked her out of the fitness center and told her that we don't discriminate against people because they identify whoever. So they wound up losing, they said, $400 million within 5 days. People boycotted, they withdrew their memberships and everything, you know?
Oh, my God.
I just feel like this. I feel like this. Children should not be subjected to a person's personal beliefs that aren't actually what they were or what they are. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
if it
I
infringes,
do.
I don't care what you believe. I don't care what you believe, however you believe or whatever, right? But if it infringes, if your right infringes on another person's right, then it's wrong. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got the right to believe that you're a horse. You understand what I'm saying? The right to believe that you're whoever you want to be. But if it if your rights infringe on somebody else's right, then that's totally wrong. That's not fair. You understand what I'm saying? And her rights were being infringed upon because he said he identifies as a woman. Now, they said he was standing at the sink shaving his beard or his mustache. So at what time do we say, okay, enough is enough? You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
That's like if I walked into the ASPCA, dressed up like a cat, and say, yo, I want to be adopted. I identify as a cat. Everybody look at me like I'm silly, right? At what point in time do we look at certain things and say, okay, what happened to mental illness? You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not saying just because... Because I'm gonna get backlash for this. Whatever happened to mental illness where somebody says, you identify as this thing, knowing I'm not. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't have to say that every person that's like that is mentally ill or whatever, but I'm just saying, whatever happened to that? At what point do we draw lines? You understand what I'm saying? Because lines have to be drawn in the sand somewhere.
Right,
and
because
I think that we as society has gotten so far away from people being able to say they're offended, and them being offended is a valid point. Instead of them saying, "Okay, everybody has a right to their opinion about a situation," but if their opinion offends somebody else, then that's not right. You understand what I'm saying? If their opinion infringes on a person, you understand what I'm saying? And their opinion infringes upon another person's opinions or another person's rights, it's wrong. I don't care how you look at it. And it's more so of the popular vote than what's right. It's who's popular. You understand what I'm saying? Like the LGBTQ is a popular conversation right now. So everything that happens with them is right, even when it's wrong. You could say anything about them and – You get crucified for saying it. But if you say it about a straight person, it's okay. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Everybody talks about, oh, what are the double standards? And those are one of the double standards. We could talk about certain communities and it's frowned upon, but they can talk about other communities and it's okay. You can make songs about other communities and it's okay. You can talk about other communities killing each other, using drugs, raping their women, everything else, and it's okay. But as soon as you mention another community and you say something that they consider quote-unquote derogatory, you're crucified for it. Whatever happens to freedom of speech? Speech is not free.
Right.
There's always a price behind it because it's a price of you being blackballed, you being canceled. You understand what I'm saying? Before, you could just say whatever you wanted to say, and that's that person's opinion. He has the right to an opinion, as long as it doesn't infringe on somebody else. You know? But I think businesses should stay out of certain matters. I think they should see what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. I don't care if he identified as a female. At that present time, if that little girl recognizes him as a man, at that point in time, I think we need to have a conversation. I'd rather lose that one customer than the millions of customers that they lost because of that one situation. You understand what I'm saying? And even people in the LGBTQ community is speaking out on it too. They're saying, well, that was wrong, you know, this, that, and the third. You know? Because if that girl felt in fear, think about it. If you had a daughter and your daughter came running out of the bathroom or you came in the bathroom and your daughter's standing somewhere in fear because there's a man in the stall or the man is in the bathroom, what would you do? You would flip. I know
exactly.
If my daughter came out of the bathroom and told me there was a man in there, oh, my God, there's no telling what I would do.
Right.
There's no telling what I would do. So that's my opinion on the whole matter. You know, you can believe what you want to believe as long as your belief don't infringe on somebody else's rights or freedoms. You understand what I'm saying? As long as you don't infringe on it, you can believe whatever you want to believe.
Yeah, but that is crazy because, like, if someone says that they identify as a alligator or a crocodile, okay, well, you go in the water with them, and let's see how fast you come back out. So it's like, you know, we got to be real about these things. So I'm not agreeing to anybody's foolishness and their foolery. And I definitely believe I said something like that before. Like, you know, if you identify as a lion, okay, get in the cage with one. So.
Yeah.
Hmm.
At some point in time, we gotta. At what point in time do we consider having a real conversation about, okay, this is fantasy, this is reality, this is your mind,
okay.
But this isn't actually what's going on.
Right.
You know, but everybody puts themselves in a position to be offended. Everybody. We have become a society of, oh, you offended me. My feelings is hurt. But the same people that are getting offended, if you go down their timeline on Facebook or whatever, they're doing some type of bullying. They're talking to people however they want to talk to them because they're not in front of these people. They could be tough guys on the computer. You know? So.
Yeah.
But in other news.
Okay, so in other news, I'm just going to touch on this real quick because everyone is talking about it, about Diddy. So, as you all know.
I knew that was next.
Well, as you all know, law enforcement sources said that agents working for Homeland Security were reportedly at Diddy's properties in Los Angeles and Miami and that they raided the property. Reports state that there were helicopters overhead and law enforcement were also present. Authorities were on the property walking through the house with guns drawn, and people were being questioned in front of the house. And now they are just, it's other things that are being said about human trafficking, and I've seen things on Twitter. I just seen all over social media, and then it was even, you know, this was on the world news. Like, what are your thoughts about this?
Obviously, I'm going to stay quiet. I'm not gonna have no thoughts on it because everything is gonna be exposed. Everything, you know. You know, you got to think about all of the events that led up to this, you know?
Yeah.
And when you think about it, you wonder if he knew his time was up. Like, who else was he going to sacrifice? Allegedly. Let's go with
allegedly,
alleged,
right.
You know? Yeah, allegedly. Who else was he going to sacrifice, you know?
His time was up.
He started doing things like giving back the royalties and everybody, their masters, and a whole bunch of other stuff right before this happened. So he knew that ball was going to drop. You know, he started making amends with people, you know. So it'll all come out in the wash. Everything comes out in the wash, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised, you know, it don't matter how many years later. It'll come out, you know. And then we're going to find out some more stuff about other celebrities, you know, because they call it Hollyweird for a reason, you know.
And I seen something, and I'm definitely saying allegedly, because this wasn't from a reliable source, but I seen something on Twitter. Now they're putting Jay-Z name in it, allegedly, but it was a lot of retweets. As if, like, he may be next. So I have no idea about that. I'm not confirming that. I'm not saying that he did. I'm just saying I did see something on Twitter about him. So, I have no idea what's going on.
Well, I'm not going to be surprised with any names that come up. That's going to be my take on it.
Yeah.
I don't care whose name they say, I'm going to believe it. You know, it's just, you think about it, man. Jaguar Wright, he's been saying this for years about some of these guys. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it makes you think about everybody else that they tried to make seem crazy, like Orlando Brown, you know. Regardless of what he says that we might think, quote-unquote, is crazy or delusional, who's to say he's not telling the truth?
Right.
You know, because it seems like every time somebody comes out about certain things, they label him as delusional on drugs. You know, Cat Williams said in one of his interviews, he said, yo, name one time. They said, I'm on drugs, right? Name one time that I got arrested for drugs. Or name one person that could say they did drugs with me. And that was true. You think about it. They're like, yo, most people be like, yeah, I done did a lot of coke with him or whatever. Nobody can say that. You know?
Yeah.
They you know, and then some of the people like Charleston White, you know, Cat Williams, Owens, what's her name? Candace Owens, you know. We look at them and we say, oh, man, they're full of propaganda or whatever. But a lot of stuff that they say is true. All you got to do is research.
Right.
Google it. You know? You don't have to go by what somebody say. You just research it yourself. Dr. Umar, he's another one that gives a lot of good jewels. He drops a lot of good jewels. You know? Now, some of the stuff that he believes, I don't believe. You know, like he doesn't believe in race mixing. I believe whoever you're attracted to, whoever you're in love with, it is what it is. We're human. That's it. I don't look at nobody's color, their skin, and say, well, I'm not going to have a kid with them because they're white, or I'm not going to have a kid with them because they're Spanish. They're non-black. No, I'm not doing that. You know?
I am, but I definitely respect you for that. I mean, you know, everybody has a right to, you know, their own thing.
Yeah. Everybody has their own preference, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But now with you saying that, you know, I want to touch on something because women, y'all are funny when it comes to that, right? Because y'all can say, well, I don't want a short man. That's your preference, right? I can say, I don't want a BBW. Oh, you body shaming? You understand what I'm saying? So when women say that, I kind of like squint at them, like with a side eye, like, is it really? You know, because if a man say it, it's something different, you know?
I mean, but if you don't want somebody with a BBL,
you know?
No, I mean, but, no, right, I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, I could say, yeah,
but
I don't want nobody with a BBL. But they'll say, oh, you're body shaming her?
I don't
you
think that's body
shaming.
But, yeah, I do understand
well,
what you're saying.
Well, that's what women would say. You understand what I'm saying? So
that's what some
it's
women
just,
would say.
You know, yeah, so it is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that bridge?
Oh my gosh!
In Maryland,
oh wow!
I got hit by that boat. That was crazy.
I've
seen the footage.
Yeah, I think 6 people died. I believe so.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know nothing about it. I was talking to Tony Franco this morning, and he was like, "Yo, what you think about the bridge collapsing in Maryland?" So I said, "What bridge?" He said, come on, man. I know you've seen the news. I said, nah, I didn't see the news. I said, I actually don't watch TV. I don't know what's going on in the world. I don't know until somebody else says it. You know, and plus, I was dealing with something with Facebook. You know, Facebook suspended my account for 180 days, saying that I was promoting false propaganda and some other stuff. But it wound up getting straightened out by the end of the day, you know.
Right.
I'm like, I gave a shout out to writers that I've interviewed for my podcast and how I'm sharing misinformation. You know, this is stuff that you could go to my website and see that I interviewed these people. You understand what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
Yeah.
Then they sent me a lame apology. Oh, we apologized. We looked into it further, and we realized that it wasn't, you know, it was correct information. But they did. They took my post down. Me sending out about the website podcast and me mentioning about me doing the ghostwriting on my podcast on my website because I offer ghostwriting for hire service. You know. So everything that I posted about the podcast and the interviews and everything, they started taking them down slowly but surely all day long. And it's like, this has been removed. This has been removed. You know, Facebook is just crazy to me, man. They wanted me to do a video, for one, to prove that I wasn't a robot or whatever. And then they wanted a copy of my ID. I'm like, yo, why do y'all want all of this, you know? And I got my own theories on that, too. We could talk about that another time. But I got my own theories on that, you know. I just don't participate in those little AI-generated pictures and stuff and the copy and paste of you fighting cancer, this, that, and the third. Now, if it's something that you wrote yourself and you want me to copy and paste it, I'll do that. But as far as, like, following trends and stuff, and I tell everybody on Facebook, you have followers, and you are being followed for a reason. That's the term that they use because they want to see who's going to follow everything you do. And are you a follower or are you a leader? You know, and when they realize that certain people don't do certain things on them apps, they try to make it hard for you to promote or say anything else.
Yeah.
You know? So, but that's my 5-second rant.
Okay, well, you all know that SC is crazy, so Let's see. Oh, I'm going to do a little advertisement. Okay, I was checking something out. Okay, so yes, we did it again. Williams Realty Home, same day approval. 3 hours and buyer's loan approved. Contact Paul Williams. You guys can contact him at 951-970-0346. Again, their number is 351-970-3246. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, and also tax course. Our master course is back. No high school diploma needed. No degree needed. Make six figures in less than 5 months. You guys can contact STS Tax Repair. Their number is 954-534-5227. Again, that number is 954-534-5227. And also for people that's in the Florida area, if you are looking for a mobile notary, you guys can contact Williams & Williams. Their number is 954-579-9180. Again, that's 954-579-9180. And Tax Resource Center. They are still doing taxes. If you have not gotten your taxes done yet, you guys can log on to www.taxresourcecenter.net. Again, that's www.taxresourcecenter.net. Back to you, Bob.
Oh, I just want to do a disclaimer before we get into the interview that I'm proud of Yvonne because we've been working on her numbers and her letters all week, and she got everything correct. So everybody give her a round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to give you a round of applause. I appreciate it. You struggled with the first advertising with the numbers. You know, you got the 8 and 4 to 4, the 4 after the 3.
Whatever. I don't have all my glasses. I took my glasses out. They're right here. But, yeah.
You know, I love it when you wear your glasses. You got to start wearing your glasses, girl.
Oh, no, I wear them all the time. All
right. Anyway.
Whatever. Pay him no mind, guys.
I forgot. I can't flirt with you on the air. It's got to be after.
Mm-hmm. Yes, after.
Oh, man. So, guess what, Yvonne?
Yes.
Guess what? Guess what today is?
I already know what today is.
What's today? Tell the audience.
My interview.
What today, is.
Today is my interview.
Okay. All right. So you know how this rolls and you know how this works. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. And you're going to see if you're going to lie or you're going to tell the truth.
Okay, yes. So
you need to put a lie detector on you, actually.
SC put together some questions that he's going to ask, and then he took some of the questions from some of you guys and made it into an interview. So I'll do my best.
All right. So I know you said that you're back into the dating realm, right?
Yes.
You're trying to help some of these brothers out. You know, you're a good-looking sister, you know. And
thanks.
You're funny. You got a good head on your shoulder. You
thanks.
Know. Just being on a serious but funny side as well, you know. And I'm trying to help you out. And help. Well, let me rephrase that. Let me
you
try
to
help
me
these
out.
Brothers out.
Okay, that sounds more better. Because I definitely don't need any help.
You know. So, my first question is, what do you like in a man?
What do I like in a man? I like someone who is family oriented, someone who works, someone who is honest, loyalty, no drama. That's what I like in a man.
All right. Now you say no drama. Are you going to be drama free as well? Or are you going to look towards, okay.
No, I've always been drama free. Always. Well, I mean, back when I was, let me see, I was a child, 16, 17, mm-hmm. playing kiddie games. But, yeah, no, I'm definitely drama-free.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any hobbies besides getting on my nerves?
That would be my favorite one. Oh, hobbies. I love going to the beach. Oh, my gosh, I'm such of a beach person. I love the beach. And I love watching planes take off and land. I don't even know which one I love the most, because most people that do know me, they know how much I love the beach. I could go to the beach every single day. And I just also have this fascination with planes, just watching them take off. I don't know. I'm just fascinated with planes. So between the two, I don't know which one I like the best. But now what is good, if I'm on the beach and I see planes at the beach, that is awesome. So, yeah, that's my thing, those two right there.
Okay, so you're talking about planes that's in the air, right? Not no planes mm-hmm. that's landing in the water or nothing. You got to be clear, you know?
We're going to ignore that comment. Planes taking off and landing.
All right, so my next question is, you say you divorced. Would you ever get married again?
Yes. If I met someone who was worth it, yeah, I would definitely.
Okay. You know, most people would think, you know, their first marriage, you know, and I think it's more so women. Well, no, I can't say that because I got a couple of cousins that's been married like 3 or 4 times, and they're males. And for the life of me, I can't figure that one out, you know, but I right. love them. And if that's what they want, you know, that's what it is, you know.
Yeah.
So what do you consider that's important to you? What is important to you?
As far as
in general.
As far as what? Family. Family. Okay. Well, God first. God and then family. That's important. And then money. In that order. God, family, money.
Okay. Do you believe that? Okay, if you're in a relationship with a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
50-50, or he takes on most of the responsibilities financially?
Well, I don't believe in 50-50, but I do believe that the woman should do her part. I mean, it could be 60-40. You know, I just believe that the man should be doing more than the woman. So like I said, it could be 60-40, not 50-50, because I believe that the man is the head. I believe that the man is supposed to lead, and I have, you know, and I don't have a problem with a man leading. I will submit to a man who's worth submitting to. I will submit to go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish. I want to hear the rest.
I will submit to a man who submit to a higher power, which is God. If he submit to God, I will definitely submit to him. But he has to be worth it. And I will not have a problem submitting to him.
Okay. So this is my question to you. You know, you say you don't believe that it should be 50-50, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I personally believe it should be 50-50, because when the relationship is over, especially if you're married, the woman is entitled to half, if not all, of the man's assets. So I feel that he should have at least had it where, well, at least you put in half of it so I don't feel like you took all of what I have. You know, that's my personal opinion. You know, like you said, 60-40. I just think that it should be 50-50. I think, like, we should give the relationship 100%, but as far as, like, the responsibilities and everything else, we're a team, right?
Mm-hmm.
No team puts 60% on the other team member. They give it half, right? That's what the relationship is based off of teamwork, right?
Yeah, but now if you're talking about the Bible, in the Bible, I mean, but then, you know, everybody's not religious. But
you want to go there? You know,
well,
I was going to
so I was going to say that the woman is supposed to be the help meet. She's supposed to help. The man is supposed to lead. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't believe in 50-50. If we're going to be 50-50, then that means I'm going to, you know, what, am I going to lead you? Or, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to lead.
The Bible says a husband is supposed to lead, the head of the house, right? The husband, not a boyfriend,
right?
For one. For two.
I'm not talking about a boyfriend. I'm talking about a husband.
Okay. Now, it also states that y'all are supposed to come as one, become one, regardless of, and this is the thing, because it also goes into, if you want to go a little deeper than that, you know, people mm-hmm. be like, oh, you got to give 10% of tithing. Let's use that for an example, right? But they say, well, the mm-hmm. Bible says it's 10% of tithing. You know how long ago that's been outdated? But they still use that because the churches are so built off of becoming a financial institution where it's no longer about God, it's about money. You understand
but
what I'm
why
saying?
Is it out, he, but why is it outdated? I mean, I understand where you were coming from, and I didn't mean to cut mm-hmm. you off, but why is it outdated?
No, the same is the reason that God don't talk to us anymore. He doesn't talk to us through burning bushes and things like that. There's certain things that he doesn't do anymore. There's certain things
but
that he doesn't want us to sacrifice animals anymore. You understand what I'm saying? It's just certain things that no longer are in effect. Like back in the day, you can have multiple wives. You can't now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because there was the Old Testament and there was a New Testament. And how many people
mm-hmm.
did he speak to in a burning bush? Only one that I know of. And that was Moses.
Yeah, but he also asked Abraham to sacrifice his son. And then the goat got caught in the bushes and he sacrificed the goat. There's many a times God talked to Job because Job asked him, like, why are you doing this to me? Like I told you, I know 66 of those books. I could go on for days. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying that some people, when we think of certain things, like, okay, for example, there's
mm-hmm.
a scripture in the Bible
mm-hmm.
that warns men of chasing after women because it has ruined kings.
Mm-hmm.
Google it.
Proverbs.
But everybody keeps saying. But everybody keeps talking about how, oh, you're supposed to pursue a woman. You're supposed to pursue a woman. The Bible guards against it. But
a woman and a whore is two different things. So the Bible will speak of a woman, and the Bible also speak
mm-hmm.
of a whore. Basically, you have to beware of a whore, a woman with
mm-hmm.
those type of ways.
But God has also showed favor to whores. Habakkuk, God told him to take her back after she was in the prostitution area selling herself.
Okay, but
God
okay, yeah, but you can be forgiven and sin no more.
We're all imperfect. We're going to continue to sin. We're all going to continue to sin.
Well, okay, but you don't have to. Okay, but you don't have to keep on doing the same sin over and over, because if you keep on saying, "Okay, Lord, forgive me for this. Lord, forgive me for this. Oh, Lord, forgive me for this particular sin," then it's almost like you're playing with God. Now, if you have a addiction to a certain sin and you can't stop that particular sin, then you can ask God to help deliver you from that particular sin.
Exactly. Through prayer.
Yes,
exactly.
Through prayer.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could do this all day. I like our little conversations when we start talking about the Bible, because I realize how wise you are when it comes to the Bible too.
I was brought up in the church.
I can talk to somebody, you know. Well, yeah, you know, and just because you was brought up in the church, boy, that don't.
That is true. Yeah. But if you raise your child upright, now the Bible speak of that also. You can raise them upright, and they will go astray. But
mm-hmm.
if they do go astray, and they was raised right, they will remember that way, and they will return. They will come back to that correct upbringing. Because, like I said, when I was young, because I was raised in a church and I had to go to church every time you look around, and I'm like, man, I can't wait till I get grown so I can stop going to church. And by the time I was, I guess, maybe 16, 17, I was not really going. No, I wasn't going to church anymore. I just, you know, wanted to just be out of control. I wanted to be naive. I wanted to go to all kind of parties and lie to guys and, you know, whatever. But, you know, like I said, when I was a child, I did childish things. But when I became a grown woman, I put those childish things away.
Good verse.
Mm-hmm. And I have put those childish things away. Mm-hmm.
So you base your relationship on how spiritual the man is?
Because
I know you said it has to be a higher being, has to be first, you know. But yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, my next relationship, yes, he definitely had to be spiritual. He really had to be spiritual. Like I said, I want to submit to someone, but he has to submit to someone higher. So I'm only going to submit to a man that submits to God. Now, this is my preference, so this is for me. So that's that. I don't want anybody who's in the world, who's caught up in the world and foolishness. So like you said, I mean, yes, we all are not perfect. None of us are perfect. It's okay if you're going to make mistakes, but I want somebody, if you fall, if you make a mistake, when you get back up, you know, you get back up in the word, not in the world. The world is full of foolery. So, you know, but yes, next question.
Well, you know, God is in you, not in a building, you know. That's my personal opinion, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you justified that he has to be spiritually in God. He has to be spiritually in a higher being, because I was going to say, be careful when women always say, I need a man that's spiritual, right? What kind of spiritual? Because demons are spirits too. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to be careful. When you say certain things, we got to be careful on the words that we choose and how we
of course.
Ask for certain things.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah,
so.
but like I said, but he has to know the word, because I know plenty of demons or devil-like people that sit in the church every Sunday. So just because you go to church, you know, that doesn't mean anything. So I do know that as well.
Yep. This is like a person standing in a garage, makes him a car, like a person who's trying to stay in the church, make him a Christian. So, yeah, I get it. Just because you're there don't make you who you portraying to be, you know. So what is your, okay, what would you consider the first date for a Christian man to do or take you on?
I mean, you don't have to say a Christian man, but the first date for a guy, there's no particular date. Let's see. It could be the movies. It could be the beach, because that's my favorite spot. It could be hamburgers and fries, even though I don't eat a lot of burgers. But, you know, it could be video games and some pizza. So, you know, I'm really down to earth. I don't talk about it. I'm about it. So, yeah, it could be video games and pizza.
All right. So if he pulls out some Groupons and some coupons for some stuff, you're going to go.
Hey, let me get my Groupons also.
Because we almost got that. Yo, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something that hurt my heart the other day, yo. It wasn't the other day. It was about a couple of weeks now. But it felt like the other day. So I was in Harris Teeter, right, with my brother. And the lady says, she said, you went to see your citizen discount? And I looked at her.
She asked you if you wanted
like,
the senior
citizen
discount?
Yes, she asked me that. Because, you know, I didn't know on certain days, if you go to certain places, they have a senior citizen discount. And senior citizen for some places start at 45, as young as 45 and up. Some go up to 50, some go up to, like, I think it's 65. You get half off on any car rentals. You rent from a car dealership, I mean, Hertz or anything like that, you get 50% off of the original price, you know? So when she said that, that kind of hurt my heart.
Well, you're going to be 50 this year, old man.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, at the same time, you don't want to hear it, you know what I mean? Like,
but,
oh,
hey, that's
50.
A blessing.
Yeah.
That is a blessing.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh. I hope I live to make the big 5-0. That's a blessing.
That's right around the corner for you. You talk about, I hope I make, that's like, what, a year from now?
I'm going to be 48 this year.
You got real quiet, though.
That's a blessing. Each day is a blessing.
All right, fellas. So, you know, Yvonne's cheap, a cheap date. You gotta be spiritual.
Why does it have to be a cheap date? It's a good date. You know, I want to be able to vibe with somebody who's down to earth like me, and they have to be down to earth, like really down to earth. I don't want somebody to pretend that they're down to earth because I'm a down to earth person.
Yeah, no. But when I said it jokingly, but you know what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, you won't have to. You know, she won't say, oh, no, we can't
go
here.
Yeah, you don't have
to
try to impress me.
Triff or nothing, you know.
Yeah. No, you don't have to try to impress me. No. Mm-mm. Because, you know, after the first date, we might not even like each other. So I don't want anybody, you know, spending a whole lot of money. And, you know, he might not like me. And that's okay. So let's just get to know each other. It could be over coffee.
I think the perfect first date should be like at a coffee shop, something that's not expensive. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to show up who you are. You have to show up who you are. You have no. You understand what I'm saying? A coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all go have breakfast or whatever. Y'all talk or whatever. If it doesn't work out, you didn't put in much into the date financially. So you can go on a next date in a couple of days because your pockets aren't broke. You understand what I'm saying? And then you have, you know, some people like, I don't mind going out to a nice place to go eat because I like going to nice places to eat. So I don't mind that. You understand what I'm saying? But I think personally that I think an ideal date is coffee shop, right?
Right, yeah.
Then the next time we say,
let's
catch lunch. You know, but because over coffee, y'all can really get to talk and really get to know each other. And then you can be like, you know what? I don't think we're going to do this again, you know?
Right.
Which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all don't have to like each other, you know, but
and
I don't think you'll be locked in financially.
Right.
Know?
But that's why that's exactly why I said that on a first date, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You know, I don't want anybody to spend a lot of money because, like I said, hey, he may end up not liking me. And that's why I said, I'm okay with coffee. I'm okay with pizza and video games, you know. Because I have a really fun side, so.
What if he say, hey, listen, I want to go on a date with you, but I don't know how this is going to work out between us. I'm financially not stable right now. Let's not say that, because if you're not financially stable, you shouldn't be going on a date, right? That's what we can all agree on, possibly.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So let's just say, hey, listen, I want to go out on a date with you. I don't want to miss this opportunity, right? Now, let's just say I approach you and say, hey, listen, Yvonne, I want to go out on this date with you, right? But I don't get paid until next week, Friday. I have enough. If we go to a coffee shop and get some coffee or a drink or whatever, I have enough to pay for me. Would you mind going Dutch this time? Would you opt to doing it, or you would say no? And would that blow his second chance for another date? Truthfully, that's your preference, truthfully.
I honestly don't know, because the thing is, I don't mind paying. So that's another thing. I don't mind paying, but, like, how come you don't have any money just for some coffee? You know, I don't understand that. But personally, I don't have I don't mind paying for lunch, for dinner, because anything that I expect a man to do for me, I can do. So I'm not going to. I'm not going to put that pressure. You know how some women be like, oh, you got to be able to do this, this, and that, but can you do it for him? Mm-hmm. I can, so I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a story real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You remember
mm-hmm.
Gilly, the guy Gilly? He was saying how he went on a date with his girl, right? And he pretended mm-hmm. like he didn't have his wallet just to see if she'll pay for it. He said, listen, babe, I left my wallet. He says, I'll pay you when we get to the house or whatever. She said, sure. She took the bill. She paid it, whatever. Once she got the bill back, he slid her $300. And she was like, oh, I thought you said you. He's like, no, nah, I was testing you. Now, what if that was all a test to see?
Right.
What if he just mm-hmm. told you that? You understand what I'm
right.
saying? And I think that's what men, we have to start getting intelligent as far as that, so we can weed out certain people, you know, because people will sell you a dream about them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true, but I do let people know, not to cut you off, but I do let people know when I am dating that I don't mind paying. So, you know, I'm not that woman that I expect you to pay for everything. So I always make that known that I don't have a problem paying.
Okay. Well, man, I have some more questions for you, but we have
come to
the end of the interview.
Okay, so that's fine. So do you, we can always, maybe next week or the week after next.
Okay, that's up to you.
Okay, we'll decide. Okay, yeah, we'll decide when that time comes.
Well, you know what? How about this? How about we do this for the show?
Mm-hmm.
I got, we got to talk after the show. I got two people that wants to come on the show. We'll talk about it after the show. But we need to do a show where I ask you a question, you ask me a question. And we do it like that. I think that'll be a cool show. And what we'll do is we'll go into the emails as well, and we'll see what people are asking me and you in the emails. What do you think?
That's fine. That's fine.
All right.
Okay, and right. Before...
Because I got a couple more questions, but...
before we end the show, Fax, do you want to say anything?
Oh, you put me on the spot. Hello, everybody.
I surely did. Hello.
I was just sitting here listening.
I didn't even know Fags was on.
Yeah, I'm eating beef jerky right now. I would just like to say hello. How are you guys?
Fags. We're great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Wow. No, I'm unprepared. Life throws you little twists and turns, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna go back on mute and
okay.
I'm going to listen to the ending of the show.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So that's it. Okay. Yeah. So you said that we're going to talk after you have two people that you want to bring. Is it one of the people that you text the other day, or is it two additional people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because okay. I'll be with her tomorrow at the Chamber of Commerce. We got a meet and greet from 3 to 5. So I'll be with her tomorrow and we'll talk about it more because, you know, next month is sexual abuse month or something like that. I can't remember what it is, but survival of sexual assault, something like that. Sexual assault month. I can't remember what it is, but, you know, we're going to be at the Chamber of Commerce this tomorrow, actually. So I'll talk to her more, and we'll announce it when she's on the show. But she's been on Oprah Winfrey. She's been on a couple of other shows as well. So.
All righty. All right, everyone. Well, that does it for us. Stay tuned for our next episode next Tuesday. And that's it. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Through my window today.
Florida truly is the Sunshine State, and it shows in everything we grow. When you shop, choose fresh from Florida.
'Cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I tell you right now.
Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite.
Over the last 40 years, we have followed our founder's vision to become a powerful force within our communities, forging long, lasting relationships that redefine what's possible. We've empowered generations with tailored solutions to guide you toward opportunity, toward financial fortitude, toward success. That's the power of Ocean. Ocean Bank. Member FDIC.